Hello everyone, welcome along to The Assist, sponsored by Free Super Tips. I'm Warren Ashurst, and I've been joined once again by Mark Langdon and James Milton to look ahead to the Champions League action this coming week. We'll preview the matches shortly, but first we want to try and get an overview of what's gone on in the tournament so far. So we'll start off with the outright prices following the first matches in the league stage. Manchester City 5-2 favourites, Real Madrid 3-1, Arsenal 9-1, Bayern Munich 10-1. It's 12-1 Barcelona and Liverpool, PSG, Bayer Leverkusen and Atletico Madrid, all 20-1. Let's start with you, Mark. What did we take from that first round of matches? It's, in terms of the format, do you think the games were any more competitive maybe than they have been previously?
No, not really. I think the biggest problem we've got in the Champions League is the fact that the best teams are just so much better than the rest. So it doesn't matter what the format is, you're always going to get a number of games that are mismatched. On Tuesday, all of the favourites won. Wednesday and Thursday, you know, there was more competitive games, but I just think that's, you know, that would have happened whether we had a group stage or a league phase. So I was pretty positive about the league phase coming in before it started, and I remain the same, because I don't think you'll see the best of the league phase until we're kind of about halfway through. Teams start to understand what they need to do. Whereas halfway through the group stage, like five or six teams already knew they were through, and there's probably another five or six that knew they were out. And that won't be the case this time around. So I'm hoping that, you know, as the tournament progresses, the league phase will become more excited. I mean, I would say, liken it to the opening round of Premier League games. I mean, you know, they just are what they are, aren't they? You know, you can't start making sweeping conclusions on the 10th of August or whatever. And it's the same in the Champions League. But I don't, whatever the format, the big four, five, six teams are going to be in there at the end, because they just always are.
James, there was a couple of standout performances. I'm thinking Bayern Munich in particular in their opening game. Anything that really caught your eye?
Yeah, I mean, I think me and Mark were both quite sweet on Bayern in the outright preview. And I mentioned their ruthlessness in the group stage in the past few seasons. I mean, you don't get much more ruthless than the 9-2 on match day one. So, yeah, I mean, that was obviously an eye-catching scoreline. I think, as Mark suggested, you know, these kind of early weeks, there may be some kind of more cagey encounters, particularly when big clubs are facing tricky games. So, you know, you looked at City, obviously, drawing with Inter. Arsenal going away to Atalanta and getting a 0-0, you know, in the midst of a very difficult league schedule. And I think we talked about in the outright preview, you know, maybe 15 points being enough for a top eight finish. So you've got a bit of leeway there, because you are, you know, as Mark said, you're going to have kind of four or five really winnable fixtures if you're one of the trophy favourites. So, you know, maybe something for in-play punters to consider if it's a game between two relatively big guns, and they're, you know, level with 20 minutes to go. They may not be, you know, throwing caution to the wind to go for a 3 point.
It was a good start for the British teams, Mark, and probably not many people would have predicted that Manchester City were the ones who probably end up with, I'd say, the worst result, but certainly the least impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised they didn't win, but that maybe throws into what James was talking about there, really, where two of the big teams meet and they think, okay, you know, a point's no disaster at this stage of the campaign. I thought that City weren't amazing, and Inter, it could be interesting come the end of the sort of tournament when we get into the knockout stages. Inter have now given City problems on two occasions. They did in the Champions League final, when I actually felt that they were unlucky to lose that game, you know. So that maybe Simone Inzaghi, as one of the few managers that really knows how to nullify Manchester City. And as you say, the other British teams did make very good starts. Impressed with the way that sort of Liverpool did the job. But just going back to that City game as well, the form, really interesting, because Inter, you know, got that draw at Man City, then lost the Milan derby against AC Milan, who were completely outplayed by Liverpool. So, I mean, it does, you know, just goes to show you can't sort of draw too many conclusions from any one individual game, because it will just send you down the wrong path on multiple occasions.
Well, let's look ahead now to the second round of league matches, and we'll start off with the fixtures on Tuesday, October the 1st. And we'll start off with a game at the Emirates. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff and a biggie as well for Arsenal against PSG. Arsenal around about 3-4 to win this game, 7-2 PSG, 13-5 the draw. You'd have to say, without Mbappe and without the way that Arsenal have been playing of late, James, that you can understand why Arsenal will be strong favourites here.
Yeah, I can understand the prices. I mean, Arsenal were excellent at home in the group stage last season. They thrashed PSV, beat Sevilla comfortably and beat Lens 6-0. But, I mean, PSV and Lens particularly were very naive in their approach at the Emirates. And you know, as we've seen in the Premier League, Arsenal certainly not firing on all cylinders in an attacking sense. So I actually quite like the look of PSG or draw double chance in this. I just think Arsenal's start to the season with those trips to Villa, then Tottenham, then Atalanta, then City, and obviously that extraordinary second half that they had at the Etihad, you know, it is going to take its toll. They've got some nice home games coming up, but, you know, Declan Rice and Bukayo Saka even started against Bolton in the League Cup. So, you know, Arteta doesn't have the squad depth at the moment to be rotating possibly as much as he'd like. And I think PSG are still a solid side, you know, lacking that magic from Mbappe maybe. But, you know, they needed a goalkeeping howler to beat Girona on match day one, but absolutely dominated the shot count, I think 23-3 in that. And yeah, I expect them to give Arsenal a really, really good game.
Did that Gazzaniga error give you cold shivers when you saw it, Mark?
I'd almost forgotten he existed. He's very weird guy, Gazzaniga, because he came to Tottenham and was seen as a bit of a joke figure, really. Then he came in, replaced Lloris and did well initially. And then Lloris got a big injury and he came in long term, and it was quite clear that he wasn't up to that job. He did very well for Girona last season, but yeah, you would imagine that Arsenal's goalkeeper won't be making those type of howlers. I mean, so good defensively. I'm going for under 2.5 goals in this game. We're speaking before Arsenal's Premier League game against Leicester, but I don't think that really matters in the grand scheme of things, because Arsenal's attitude in sort of the real big games is clear for everybody to see. I know they're at home, so they might be slightly more attacking than on the trips to certainly to Tottenham and Villa in that second half with 10 men against Man City. But I see them being very patient, difficult to break down, and one goal might be enough to win it either way.
Well, it was an impressive start for Celtic in their opening game. They've already won an Old Firm derby this season as well, so confidence should be high in the camp, with Brendan Rodgers' men now facing a trip to the Westfalenstadion to face Borussia Dortmund on Tuesday evening. Dortmund 9-20, Celtic 21-4, the draw around 7-2. Mark, I think Celtic going normally to the Westfalenstadion would be thinking, if we can get any sort of point, we'd be more than happy. The way that Dortmund are playing at the moment, you'd think it gives them an opportunity here.
Yeah, Dortmund was smashed by 5 against Stuttgart recently. So, you know, it wasn't a performance that Nuri Sahin would have been proud of from his team. I think there's a big difference, though. You know, Celtic, you mentioned, you know, Celtic have already beaten Rangers this season, and they started well against Slovan Bratislava. But, I mean, that's still a world away from Dortmund, even if Dortmund are not at their best. And I just really struggle to trust Celtic in Champions League away games. One clean sheet in their last 39 Champions League away matches. I mean, that's just not good enough. I'm going to go for Dortmund to win and over 2.5 goals.
Can you make any case for Celtic, Milt, or is it just going to be another Dortmund?
I could see Celtic frustrating them, actually. It's been interesting with Dortmund. They've certainly taken their time to break down opponents. I mean, 7 of their last 10 goals, this is before the Bochum game this weekend, 7 of their last...
You might Bochum, Milt.
I don't want to Bochum, yeah. I've come in the last 15 minutes of games. So, you know, that gives Celtic hope of kind of getting a foothold in the game. You know, perfect start for Celtic, thrashing Slovan Bratislava at home. And they've got winnable fixtures to come. You know, they've got the likes of Young Boys and Dynamo Zagreb, and Club Bruges as well. I don't think this is a winnable fixture, as Mark said. But yeah, the draw Dortmund double result looks a decent price if you want to swerve the kind of shorter odds in this one.
Well, the way it went for Slovan Bratislava at Celtic last time out, the price for Manchester City of 1 to 20 might well be the scoreline at the end of the game if that's the case. Slovan are 33 to 1 at home. The draw is 12 to 1. Milt, it's hard to make any sort of case for Slovan Bratislava here, and especially for the fact that City obviously kind of slipped up with that draw against Inter Milan.
That's it. I mean, you know, City are clearly quite angry about life at the moment, and I think someone's going to pay. And yeah. I mean, you know, you wouldn't usually be looking at kind of odds-on quotes about a team to score four, but I think over 3.5 City goals is a solid bet here. You know, Slovan obviously hammered at Celtic. Not sure how closely you've been following the Slovak Super League a season, Warren, but they also lost 5-0 at home to title rival Zelina there. So, you know, you just think City, if they're in the mood, they really could kind of rack up a serious scoreline here. Scored 15 goals in 5 away games in the Champions League last season. That obviously included a trip to Real Madrid in the quarterfinals. And I think Slovan Bratislava are significantly weaker than Real. So, yeah, I think over 3.5 City goals for me.
And we're just talking goals for you as well, Mark, here.
Well, I think if you backed Haaland for the Golden Boot, you'll be hoping he's playing in this game. But I suspect that Pep Guardiola won't risk his sort of Norwegian goal machine. Shouldn't need to, you know, given the real golfing quality between the two teams. But if Haaland doesn't play and, you know, Alvarez has been sold, I just wonder kind of who that person is that's going to score all of the goals. De Bruyne's not fully fit at the moment either. So I'm just going to go for City to win 3-0. I think it's sort of 3-0, 4-0, you know, would be the sort of two I would zone in on. And if I had to pick, it'd be 3 over 4. But yeah, I don't think this is a game to be having a proper bet on.
No, we're going to turn our attentions now to Wednesday evening's action featuring the British clubs. And we'll start off with, well, you would probably say out of the British teams this week, it might well be the biggest game. Aston Villa, their first European home tie in a Champions League for over 40 years, and they face a Bayern Munich team who we mentioned earlier on won 9-2 on the opening round of matches this season. Villa a 31-10 to claim the victory. It's 29-10 the draw, and Bayern 4-5. I think everybody's been impressed with how Villa have gone under Unai Emery, Mark, but this is another level for them to step up to.
Yeah, another level. I big test. One, I don't think they'll pass. I like the look of Bayern Munich to win this game at 4-5. You know, there's a lot of attacking intent and just quality in that front third for Bayern Munich. And the other aspect here is I just think their pedigree could count for a lot in this game. We saw it last season when Bayern weren't in great shape, and they deservedly knocked Arsenal out. Arsenal were a better side than Aston Villa, albeit that Villa are making good progress. I think this might be a step too far. So, yeah, I thought Bayern Munich were fair enough.
What about you, Milt? I mean, Harry Kane, obviously, among the goals in a big way in that 9-2 victory. Or fancy a successful return to England?
I think so. I mean, you know, you mentioned Villa's start to the season, won 6 of their first 7 in all competitions. But the fact that they're conceding goals, you know, in those victories, West Ham, Leicester, Everton, Wolves, Wickham in the League Cup, they've not managed a clean sheet in any of those. And that obviously doesn't bode well for the clash with Bayern. I think Bayern Munich to win and both teams to score is a decent bet. You know, Bayern have got a huge Bundesliga game against Leverkusen at the weekend. I think Villa can land a blow. You know, it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere there. And to a certain extent, you know, that opening win against Young Boys has kind of eased the pressure. You know, they're into their stride in the Champions League now. You know, that Young Boys fixture is pretty much an extension of their Conference League campaign, really. So, as Mark says, this is a huge step up. I think Bayern can win another entertaining game here.
Also on Wednesday evening, Liverpool are back in action when they take on Bologna at Anfield. Another 8 o'clock kickoff. The home team are 5-1 on to claim the victory. It's 14-1 Bologna and 11-2 the draw. James, I watched the game between AC Milan and Liverpool, and Liverpool fans will be forgiven for thinking off the back of the Forest defeat, what on earth's going on here as Christian Pulisic put AC Milan in front. But in all honesty, it could have been a cricket score after that. Liverpool performed really well, and probably a little bit of an eye-opener for the teams in Europe, just how well they've sort of dealt with the transition to Arne Slot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a fantastic response going 1-0 down in the first 3 minutes. And I think they ended up with 11 shots on target. So, you know, certainly the 3-1 margin didn't flatter Liverpool. They've been pretty solid defensively as well under Slot, which has been impressive. You know, I think 4-0 in the league already. I think Bologna, as the match betting suggests, you know, they are there for the taking. They've obviously lost their manager and lost some key players over the summer after overperforming last season. They drew 0-0 with Shakhtar Donetsk, who missed a penalty on match day one. But Bologna were odds on to win that game, so that was disappointing for them. I think they'll be kind of tough to break down at Anfield, but yeah, I like the look of the Liverpool 2-0 correct score.
And we mentioned last time, Mark, how Bologna have been raided basically after last season. It's so hard for fans when they do particularly well, get into the Champions League, and all of a sudden they're a weaker side than they were last year.
Yeah, I think that is a problem for them. A real shame as well, because I think Thiago Motta was building something, you know, really quite good there. He went to Juventus. You're going to go to Juventus, you know, from Bologna if that job comes up. Calafiori left. Xerxes, you know, joined Manchester United. So hit in all areas of the pitch. I think they'll do well to avoid an absolute tonking here. I'm going to go for Liverpool and under 3.5 goals. I just think that it'll be sort of easy as you like, really, for Liverpool. But they don't need to, you know, keep pushing for goals if they do get in front.
Well, that's our thoughts on the British teams in action this week in the Champions League. Up next, it's the Match in Focus. Okay, so this week's Match in Focus is a Tuesday 8 p.m. kickoff, and it sees two heavyweights in Europe go head-to-head in Germany. It's Bayer Leverkusen against AC Milan. In terms of the prices, Leverkusen, of course, the Bundesliga champions, 3-5 to claim the victory. Milan as big as 4-1, and it's 29-10 the draw. Mark, let's start with you. What's your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really interesting game because AC Milan, as I alluded to earlier, like they were so bad against Liverpool, and yet they'd then gone, you know, to the Milan derby, all the pressure in the world on the coach Paolo Fonseca, and they've won the game with a last minute set piece, and the season looks completely differently. They need to start picking up points in the Champions League. I mean, there is some margin for error, but having already sort of lost one home game, you don't want to lose another one. But I think that they probably will lose this game. Leverkusen, I watched their game against Feyenoord Thursday night, it was a late afternoon Champions League football. It threw me out a bit. I must admit, I was struggling to get my head around it. But thankfully, from Bayer Leverkusen's point of view, they were fully in sort of the groove for it. Boniface up front looked a threat. Wirtz in sort of an attacking midfield position. I mean, so many people are talking about him being the next big thing in German football. He certainly made an impression on his Champions League debut. So, I thought Leverkusen at home were, fair enough as sort of an odds-on shot if you're looking to build your accumulators throughout the sort of match day. The Milan defence just can't trust it.
If we're going to go with any late goals, Milts, then we'd sort of edge towards Bayer Leverkusen because that seems to be their go-to at the moment.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mentioned Dortmund's habit of scoring late. But yeah, Leverkusen did it the whole of last season and they've carried on in the same vein. And they've conceded 3 first-half goals against Wolfsburg, still rallied to come back and win 4-3. I think over 3.5 goals is a great bet in this one. It's copped in 4 of Leverkusen's first 5 games in the Bundesliga and Champions League. And as Mark said, you know, Milan's defence, it wasn't just against Liverpool they struggled. They struggled against some weaker sides in Serie A. But yeah, you know, the amount of chances Liverpool managed to create against them, I think Leverkusen at home will be confident of racking up plenty of goals as well.
Okay, so just to remind you, that game is on Tuesday evening, an 8 o'clock kickoff for Bayer Leverkusen against AC Milan. We'll turn to our best bets now for this second round of Champions League action. We'll start off with a treble, and Mark, we'll start off with your selection.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Borussia Dortmund to beat Celtic. Don't trust Celtic away from home. And I'm also just not sure what they're beating domestically. That sort of Scottish form, I don't think it's up to much, even by sort of Scottish Premiership standards at the moment. So Dortmund, not in top form, but won't need to be.
Okay, so Dortmund for Mark. James, who are you selecting?
Yeah, I'm going Monaco to beat Dynamo Zagreb on Wednesday. Obviously, Dynamo thrashed 9-2 at Bayern. They then went and lost 4-1 at the bottom of the table, Slaven, in the domestic league. Sat their coach, and I don't see things improving against Monaco. We've made a really solid start in France and obviously beat Barcelona, admittedly helped by an early red card for Barcelona, but they beat them 2-1 on match day one. So, yeah, I like the look of Monaco.
Okay, so Borussia Dortmund and Monaco, and the last leg of the treble, I'm going to go with Girona, who are at home to Feyenoord. Mark mentioned there, Feyenoord, of course, got hammered 5-0 by Bayer Leverkusen in their opening match of the league stage. Girona were unlucky with that late goal against PSG when Gazzaniga allowed it to go through his legs and over the line. And I just think at home, Girona are a tough nut to crack. With it being an early kickoff as well, they tend to bring a few goals to the 5:45 games. So I'm thinking that Girona at about evens will be a good bet. So just to remind you of the treble again, it's Borussia Dortmund, Monaco and Girona. And let's just end with the naps for the match day two games. Mark, what's your nap of the week?
Yeah, so Juventus plus 0.25 on the Asian handicap. I know some people are turned off by Asian handicap betting, but you will be in profit as long as Juventus don't lose the game. And if you have a look at it, as we speak now, Juve, absolutely incredible defensively in Serie A. Their XG against is only 1.8. So Thiago Motta's tightened them up at the back. They do need to find a path to goal. But as I said, because of this bet, a draw is good enough. And Leipzig, I thought they deserved to lose to Atletico Madrid. I know the goal came late, but Atletico deserved to win that one. And I see Juve not losing the game. It's just whether they've got enough up front to nick a goal. Hopefully they have.
And Miltz, what's your nap selection for the second round of matches?
Yeah, I'm going for Real Madrid to win 2-0 away to Lille on Wednesday. I mean, win 2-0 bets are always put you through the mill. But I think... I think, you know, Real conceded 26 goals in 38 games on the way to the title in La Liga last season. We've already beaten Real Betis, Valladolid and Real Sociedad 2-0 this season. Beat Atalanta 2-0 in the Super Cup. And Lille have had a tough start both domestically and in Europe. You know, they lost 1-0 against Saint Etienne, and Saint Etienne were then thumped 8-0 at Nice. So that doesn't suggest Lille's forwards are in great nick. So yeah, I think Real should be at their ruthless best in this one.
Well, it's another cracking week of Champions League football to look forward to. My thanks to Mark and to James for their contribution. And make sure, of course, that you like, subscribe and comment on our Champions League assist programme. If you like golf, by the way, and make sure that you don't miss the sweet spot with Steve Palmer, which is on the Racing Post YouTube channel every Tuesday. We'll be back on Thursday this week to look ahead to the Premier League and EFL action. But until then, enjoy your football and please remember to gamble responsibly.